I'm CBS 19 meteorologist David Reese for SEVA 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, 7:37, and we are joined on the Newsmakers line, the straight from the cabinet to your radio. He is the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt. And Secretary Bernhardt, thank you for taking some time out with us this morning. How are you doing, sir?
Joe, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm on my way to do a site inspection of Shenandoah National Park. Love to take the time to visit with you this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. My wife and I camp there all the time. It's one of the great gifts we have living here in Charlottesville, and parks all up and down the Blue Ridge. And the idea of getting reopened is neat. I was reading your statement from last week about opening up America again and the phases. Talk about what this is going to do for our national parks system.
Well, I think today the governor is going to come out with some additional guidelines, and my direction from the president is to expeditiously increase access to our national parks, but do it consistent with the governor's approach. So we'll be flying right along beside each governor as we move forward. And, you know, the reality is there's nothing better, I think, for America than having an opportunity to get out, enjoy their parks, do some good social distancing, maintain social distancing, but enjoy the benefits of nature. I mean, I grew up in the West, and public lands played a key role in, respite, rejuvenation, solace, solitude. Mm-hmm. And so they can really help us through this time of challenge. And in addition to that, it's great exercise. So we're really going to do everything we can to restore accessibility. And then what we'll see is our facilities will begin to come online after that in various stages. So we've done Interior manages about one in every 5 acres of land in the United States. And we've really worked very hard over this entire time to keep a lot of our the lands we manage accessible in some way. And so we've done that, and now we'll begin to move into the reopening phase on a place-by-place basis, maintaining public health, our visitors' health, and our employee health. But, you know, we really believe that we can do that, and we can do it right alongside the governors.
What was then, and Secretary Bernhardt, I appreciate your time out. We're going to have, you know, a while here to get into a lot of different things. But the question then is, has been asked by many outdoors men and women in my audience, why would you close the parks if that's, you know, the ultimate in social distancing, getting away from it all? I was told that there was an enforcement issue, that we didn't have enough manpower to, you know, watch all the parks to make sure there weren't, you know, COVID rebels gathering, you know, less than 6 feet apart. I don't know if that's true or not. It makes for compelling blogs, but but people, bikers, hikers, campers, saying, why can't I go along the Skyline Drive or the Appalachian Trail right now?
Well, I in many instances, I not only sympathize and agree with that question, and I'll explain the answer to you in a minute, but even my 16-year-old son goes to Shenandoah regularly and was not too happy with me when I announced that they were actually going to shut the gates. And we had actually gone down the week before as a family to walk some of the trails. Here's the issue, and it's twofold. First and foremost, a number of our parks are in relatively small communities, and the whole, you know, the major point of the president's decisive action in deciding to work to slow the spread, a major component of that was ensuring that our medical facilities would not be overrun. That gets lost in the rhetoric of today, but that really was the driving force for the decision to deal with slowing the spread. And the whole point was to have an eventuality that would not overburden the hospitals. And we actually had numerous small communities, their public health officers, ask us to close the park. So that was number one. Number two, In some areas, you know, the governors or mayors took decisive action, and we adjusted for that. But my policy pronouncement all of the time in terms of a closure was as follows. Is the local public health community, the whole public health department, asking us to do it? So if you look at Shenandoah, that's what happened. Mm. I believe that during the pandemic, I mean, our parks are great, but look, if a community believes that we're going to create havoc for their ability to respond to this, that was my bright line of, hey, let's wait a minute, let's help them out, we'll come back online, and we'll do it with their support and guidance as well. And so that's really been our driver, and Secretary, that will be our driver when we turn it back on.
Secretary David Bernhardt of the U.S. Department of Interior, from the Cabinet to your radio on Joe Thomas in the Morning. We'll come right back with him this Monday morning about reopening our parks in Virginia.
Get your feet on the floor and your butt out the door. First thing weekday mornings, Seville 107.5 FM, AM 1260 WCHV.
Thank you for letting us be of service to you this morning. Joe Thomas in the Morning, visiting with the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, talking about getting our parks reopened. Going to be in Virginia today. Of course, we'll be awaiting the governor's press conference this afternoon, where he's going to outline some of his plans as well. We'll have watch parties on our Facebook pages. Can't speak for the New River Valley, but we may even carry it live on our flagship station, WCHV in Charlottesville. Secretary Bernhardt, one of the questions that came up, and because of the nature of the show, I had to dig into it a little bit. There's a gun range, a shooting range in the Jefferson Forest, or Jefferson National Forest down in the New River Valley, that's been closed, and a lot of people thought the governor had shut it down, but I guess it's the National Forest that was shut down. Will that be part of the reopening?
So I'm not 100% sure about that, Joe. The reality is that the National Forest System is managed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not Interior.
Oh,
and so we're really.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. I see. You know, all right, I stand corrected then.
Well, no problem at all. You know, we're all in this together, as the president says. So here's what I expect will happen, and I suspect, and this is a total guess, but, you know, I suspect that as they close the number of facilities down, with the forest closing their facilities like restrooms and other things, that probably was a consequence of that. Because let me tell you, there is no stronger supporter of the Second Amendment and the President of the United States, and the effort that he's given us to expand hunting and fishing access with clear direction. We've expanded by the end of this year, we will have expanded over 4.3 million acres of new or expanded opportunities to hunt and fish in the United States just within Interior. Mm. And so the president is a believer in the Second Amendment. He hires folks who believe in the Second Amendment. And Interior, I used to say that in order to get a job as a political appointee at Interior, you need to understand the difference between an 870 and a model 1100. Okay. If you don't understand that, you're not coming to work with me. So I'm a believer. The president's a believer. So I'm sure that is. I suspect that is the issue, and not we certainly wouldn't be doing that on BLM managed lands. We've managed to keep a number of areas accessible.
Well, Congressman
Klein and Riggleman this morning, and so I'll get to the bottom of that, and if it's something on our on the department's end, I'll call the Secretary of Agriculture.
Well, you know, say hi to Ben in Denver for us, and of course they've been trying to keep sanity reigning throughout all of this. And one of the things, Secretary, that you know I think we're all looking forward to, but I don't know if there's going to be that one like. You know, Black Friday, the parks are all reopened, come get it. But we're looking at some of the most, sadly, ironically, one of the most beautiful springs in the 12 years I've lived in Virginia, and a lot of us are told you can't go out. And I know the streets of my neighborhood are just full of people walking, and I'm sure the trails through the Shenandoah National Park and along the Blue Ridge Parkway to the south would be just as active. When are we looking at those getting reopened, and when can we go camping again?
So all of those are great questions, and I think you're right that given the nature of the regional impact of this and how it's affecting different localities in different ways, that our approach, and I imagine all large land managers' approaches, will be to really focus on what's happening in that local community and what is the situation there, and then what can we do in terms of access. Because the reality is, we want to be good neighbors, and if a community's in trouble, we're gonna be helping them. If things are good, we're gonna be in a situation of ensuring that there's access, facilities, services, those types of things. And a lot of places are good, honestly. And so you're gonna see a lot of that come back, and sooner than we think. My goal is to, if a governor says our trails are open, get out, as long as we can provide the manpower to do it, and also that people social distance, well, then I think we have very little to worry about. And I believe the American public have done an incredible thing. In terms of recognizing the need to social distance. And if you look at the National Mall or other places, what you see is people have created kind of a 6-foot bubble around them, or them and their family, or them and their cohort. And as a result of that, I think we can easily do this. I think people are attuned to it. And I think, you know, we just need to remind people that it's worth doing. And we have a lot of land in America. People can stand 6 feet apart with no problem.
Well, and I've been wearing bandanas. I had to go. My mother was COVID-19 positive, and I visited with her. And so when I came back to work, I did the 2-week quarantine, right. But even now I wear a bandana to the radio station just out of courtesy to my coworkers, because they all kind of look askance at me, and I've been,
well, that's right,
you know, so I want them to know that I'm, you know, we have a campaign here, say it, don't spray it. We're trying to get bandanas with the station logo on it, all that, to do our part, because I like, you know, I like your point on that, is we can do this. Secretary Bernhardt, we'll have a great visit to Shenandoah today. Enjoy your time with Ben in Denver and our congressional representatives, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure. Have a great day.